Marketplace Money is supported by Putnam Investments, where performance is driven by original fundamental research on a global scale. Putnam, a world of investing.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland, and this is Marketplace Money from APM, American Public Media. So, have you done your taxes yet?
I am lazy and I'm putting it off.
No, I have not. I haven't started.
I prepared my taxes. I haven't submitted them because I'm pretty disappointed that I'm not getting a big refund.
No. It's probably one of my most dreaded things.
Nope, I have not, because we wait till the last minute.
No. I don't know if I'm going to owe money or get a refund or what.
I have. And that makes me feel really good.
No. I'm waiting till the last minute because I owed them $10,000. They're going to take out, so why should I rush?
I know once I sit down and do it, it won't hurt. It's actually the procrastination hurts more than the doing.
All right. Government shutdown or no government shutdown, you must pay the tax man. I do our taxes as soon as possible, early February. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Just get it over with already and get on with the year. Others, well, they wait and wait till the last possible minute, usually because they're confused, maybe they have a question or a concern. So throughout the show today, we're going to put some of those questions to Frank Deegan. He is what's called an enrolled agent, someone so well-versed in the tax code, the Treasury Department allows him to represent taxpayers before the IRS.
I like to say that enrolled agents do CPR for taxpayers. Consultation, preparation, and representation.
Right, and hopefully keeping them from having a heart attack when they confront the IRS, right?
Absolutely. We want them to stay alive and pay their taxes.
So do you actually go in there? I mean, if somebody gets audited, you're the one who's helping them out?
Yes, absolutely. If you get a power of attorney from a client, we're authorized to do exactly that. We represent in audits with collections and appeals.
How scared should somebody be if they get an audit?
Well, it depends on what their tax return, how it was prepared.
If you've been fraudulently filing, then you should be terrified.
Yeah, then you have some problems. I mean, there are some taxpayers who have some tax preparers also who push the envelope.
Yeah.
And the IRS sometimes has legitimate questions. However, for a taxpayer who has taken deductions that satisfy the law, there's nothing to fear. One of the big things that your listeners should always do is keep records. Record keeping is essential, especially in an audit situation. That's very, very important.
And whether you're using a tax preparation software or a shoebox, just be organized in some way that you can figure out yourself.